All right, let's talk about the Russian oil, which you just raised. The administration did ease oil sanctions on Russia earlier this month. You had initially defended imposing those sanctions, calling Russian exports, quote, oil that funds the Russian war machine. If the point of the sanctions was to stop funding the Russian war machine, why is the administration effectively rewarding Russia now?
Again, Kristen, you're missing the point. Which is better? Does Russia get more money if oil goes to 150? And they get 70% of that, that's 105, or if oil stays below 100. So they're getting less money. Our analysis shows that the maximum extra amount that Russia could get would be $2 billion, which is one day of the Russian Federation's budget.
But understood, but they wouldn't have gotten any of that with the sanctions in place.
I don't know. Would they have gotten any of that in place? Whoever does your research, you should get rid of, because they were getting it. It was going into China. China was buying over 90% of the Russian oil, and it was.
But what's the point of sanctions if not to punish Russia? If not to punish countries?
We have no ability to do that to China. If China wants to be a bad actor. But we were substantially able to degrade their exports. Their exports have dropped about 25% when the rest of the world isn't buying it. So exports are down, but there was a lifeline into China. Now we've opened up that to everyone else.
Okay, just to be clear, though, you did defend imposing those sanctions in the first place.
Let me ask, just to be clear, it is a maximum of $2 billion. So let's have good framing on this.